You're listening to Cap and Company. See what we're up to on Twitch
at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome in to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Black along with Adam Abdallah. You can follow us on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah and at Chris Black. You can watch the show on Twitch. Find the channel ESPN 1000 Chicago. We're in for David Kaplan today. He's on vacation in California. He's going to road trip back. One thing I was kind of thinking of, the road trip, the Great American Road Trip. To me, that feels like summer. Right. Ooh, that is summer. And then, you know, yesterday here in the city of Chicago, it was like 93 at points. And then 10 minutes later, thunderstorms. Mm. And then 2 minutes later after that, completely sunny again.
Oh,
it felt like summer yesterday.
Nothing says summer in the city of Chicago like sweating through a T-shirt, having to put a sweatshirt on and then again sweating through a T-shirt.
Yes. Yes. Good summer sweat when you're trying to get to work. There's nothing finer than that. All right,
it's so humid outside that I start coughing. Like, I could have taken my dog out this morning. I opened the door and I'm like, oh no. Why is it? Why am I? Oh, there goes my shower. Okay, thanks.
You have to shower after the shower just to feel fresh, and then you just become wet anyway the moment you walk outside and wait for the CTA.
Like, I hate being... I was talking about this with our marketing manager, with Mike Thomas yesterday, and how, like, it was a hot weekend. It was a hot weekend.
Yeah.
I don't like...
We were golfing.
I don't love the heat.
The moment we teed off, we were wet.
I like the heat when I know I'm going to be hot. Does that make sense? Like, we're out golfing. I know I'm going to sweat. I got no problem sweating.
Okay.
So when I don't want to just be sitting out on my porch, like, on a day, and it's just like, I'm just baking on my porch right now.
Having a good sweat?
Yeah, having a good sweat on my porch in the middle of the day. That I don't want that. I like a nice breeze. I want to be comfortable outside.
Okay, I'm going to give you a list. I have a list of things to me that feel like summer. Okay, so this is a list of five things that feel like summer to me. If you want to join the show, 312-332-3776. Five things that feel like summer, right?
That because, song is number one.
Oh, yeah. Will Smith, Feels Like Summer. Yes, yeah, summertime,
DJ
absolutely.
Jazzy. Jeff.
Okay, number one on my list, I'm going to give you, this is very specific. And it's not just the pool, because I feel like a lot of people would say outdoor pools.
Yeah.
Feels like summer. I'm going to give you something even more specific than that. Pool deck concession stand nachos. To me, feel like summer. Mm-hmm. You know the nachos that you get in the plastic tin with the cheese in the little cup, and then the nachos, the chips themselves are sweating because it's so hot at the pool. That, to me, reminds me of summer. The nachos at the pool deck concession stand, that feels like summer. Okay,
number two.
This one's really good. Get your smells out. You know this one. We all know this one. This feels like summer. The smell of fresh asphalt being laid down. Reminds
especially
me of summer.
In Illinois.
Oh,
especially
baby.
In Illinois.
Construction season.
Especially in Illinois. Especially
Think about
in
it.
Illinois.
In the spring, when you first smell it for the first time, you like turn your head and you're like, oh, there's summer coming. I smell summer on its way.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of fresh asphalt. I mean, come on. Is there anything more summer than that here in this city? Number three. How about this one, Abdallah? Long days. Long days. That's my third option for summer.
Long days.
Long days.
Long days.
It didn't get dark last night until almost like 8:50.
Okay.
Long days remind me of summer.
So you like the cycle of the sun? You like the Earth's rotation?
I'm just telling you right now. When you think about some of those great memories of summer, the notes that hit when you think of it, I think about dusk lasting forever and just running all night long.
Mm-hmm.
and you're outside at a picnic, barbecue, just having a good sweat like you like to have at, on your patio.
Good old patio sweat.
Wow. You know, the days that are long remind me of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike this trash we get in December when it's dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. Number four. This one's good. This is a good one.
Okay.
Tyler and JR are going to like this one.
Are they?
Riding bikes.
Summertime.
Love riding bikes. Bikes for days.
Like, is there
not
anything
divvy.
Better
I'm not buying a divvy,
than
but...
being a kid, hopping on the bike and riding with nowhere to go?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got like $5 in your pocket, so you're going to go buy some candy somewhere. Or maybe you'll run into the ice cream truck.
You want to get local? How about taking a bike ride to some of the nuts?
Oh, yeah, in downtown Libertyville?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Pour one out.
I mean, but they didn't really like young kids hanging around there, but still.
Then don't have candy and toys in your store and an ice cream shop in the back.
That was always something I never understood.
Don't have a wall of Jelly Bellies, ice cream in the back, and toys for me to come and buy.
That is a very super specific inside thing. If you were a kid growing up in Libertyville and you went to some other nuts, but then you also got kicked out of some other nuts
many
because you
time.
Were hanging
Loitering.
Out too long.
Loitering.
That's summer. That's summer, baby.
I just bought 75 cents worth of jelly beans. What are you going to tell me to get out of your store now? I'm not loitering. I'm a customer.
I'm
Let
just
me
telling
use your
you,
bathroom.
That is summer. And number five, summer things that I think about. You know, caps on his road trip. Mm-hmm. Road trips remind me of summer. Summer things. Let me have the night games. Night games. Like Ghost in the Graveyard, Kick the Can, playing outside with friends all night long. Because why? You don't have to wake up in the morning. There's no school.
Nothing.
So you played night games in the neighborhood.
Nothing to do. You got nothing to do. You got nothing to do.
So those are my five. Those are my five. The concession stand nachos on the pool deck. The smell of fresh asphalt. You know the smell.
That's a good one.
Long days. The night games that take place at night. And then riding bikes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got over there?
I'm writing down my last one.
Oh, it's something new. Just popped in.
Yeah. Yeah, because you mentioned the pool. So my first one's going to be pruned up hands.
Summertime.
You get that good prune hand going. You're like, man, I've been in the pool all day. All day.
That good prune
I've had to put on suntan lotion three times.
Right, right.
I got a good pruned up hand.
Pruned up hands.
I got nacho cheese on my shorts.
Yeah.
And now I
got to
ride my bike all the way back
home.
And I am so tired.
And you're wet.
But I have to ride my bike all the way home.
But guess what? By the time you get home,
you're dry.
Because you're riding the bike.
You're dry.
You're dry.
You're dry.
Absolutely.
My second one is grill waft. Just not me grilling specifically.
Yeah. Someone else's.
But so you're like,
yeah.
Especially now, because like I live in Wrigley or Lakeview, so the apartments are closer together. And so like you can smell like your neighbor like four houses down. You're like, oh
yeah, someone else's grill.
Someone's grilling.
Yeah.
Someone else is definitely grilling right now. Like I don't want to go through the whole process myself, but I will appreciate your sense.
Oh,
sir,
yeah.
Thank you.
Just take their smells.
That.
Why not? Have their smell.
Yeah. My third one is my wife asked me last night if we could watch The Sandlot, and I said no. That's a post 4th of July weekend watch only. So mine it's The Sandlot. I watch The Sandlot on 4th of July.
You have a tradition.
Yeah, not on the Sunday. It's the Sunday come down. We have to go back to work on Monday. Let's relax and watch The Sandlot.
Right.
Ham Porter running. That fireworks scene. Best fireworks scene in any movie. Don't at me.
Well, I mean,
find a better one.
That carnival that takes place, the small town carnival, which is so summer to begin with.
Oh, man.
With the fireworks, with, you know, you get the stupid tickets.
I'm going to add that one.
You get the stupid tickets, the win prizes.
Hold on, stop.
You go on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Hold on, stop. Stop. Number four.
Okay, number four.
Is my mom telling me I can't ride carnival rides. Because they're not put together well.
No,
how are you
going
to trust something that they put up overnight?
Yeah.
You're going to ride that? They put that together today.
And it sounds rickety.
Today.
Like the thing doesn't sound stable at all.
It's supposed to go up and down, but for some reason it's going slightly to the side too. Hell no.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you see... I mean, the carnies, too. I mean, listen,
whoa, the whole thing. Can we still say that?
I don't know.
Can we still say carnies?
I'm just saying. It's just the whole situation. What else you got on your list?
Traveling workers is what I like to call them.
Game assistants.
Game assistants.
Oh, is that their official title
traveling
now?
Traveling game assistants.
Managers?
Yeah. My last one, green shoes. green shoes.
Oh, I know. Because of the fresh cut grass.
That lawn cut. You see someone walking around, you're like, yo, you got your lawnmower shoes on. You wore those out of the house? What's wrong with you?
Your lawnmower shoes?
Yeah, you had a pair of shoes that you wore to cut the lawn, and they're green because you cut the lawn in them, and you only cut the lawn in them. They probably have a little bit of dog poop on the bottom.
Explain this situation. We'll get back to the summer list. My wife and I were driving home on Sunday night, and we saw a guy cutting the grass at like 9:30 at night.
Why not? You just told me it was light out.
No. It was dark by then. By 9:30, it was dark.
What I love in the city is they are the lawns in my neighborhood are so small that people can't justify having a power mower.
Nope.
So they have the old school spinning one, and it's just a guy going back and forth as hard as he can over this like 5x5 patch of land. It's like 10 square feet, and he's just as hard as he can, and hopefully the wind will just blow it away.
You know what that is? That's summer.
Summertime.
It is. It is.
JR and Tyler are producing the show. Did we miss anything on our show? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Absolutely.
What did we miss, JR?
Lightning bugs.
Oh, someone said that on Twitter, too. Vicky on Twitter is listening to us.
JR,
said summer.
Lightning bugs. Yeah,
lightning
floating
bugs,
about.
Fireflies. Yes.
I'll go off of that and
you can
say,
catch them and you can let them go. It's very nice.
Or you create your own LA lights.
Yeah. Wait. Hold on. You murderer.
You never had that friend? There's always one bad kid in the group.
If someone doesn't know, go ahead.
There's always one bad kid in the group that I didn't do this. If you step on a firefly, you get the light of bits on your shoes, and then you create your own LA lights.
But Abdallah, it's not just stepping on them. You also have to do a streak.
Well, I mean, once they're out, they're out.
No, I know, but like you don't just step on it. You do that. You step and then you.
Yeah. Oh, so you know. Oh, well, how do you know this?
Summer, man.
How do you know this?
Because it's summer.
We're about to make a murderer here.
Because it's summer.
How did you know that?
Because it's summer. What else did we miss, guys?
Well, there's also that kid who always traps the bugs, too. You get like a container of berries and you trap all the bugs in the container.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go off the lightning bugs. Sound of cicadas, too.
Oh, cicadas.
Soundtrack of the summer.
Especially this year. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Nate on Twitter, he put up a picture and I know what they are. They're the popsicle. The push pops.
Push pops.
Not push pops, but like the ones in like the plastic.
The freezer pops.
Freezer pops.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
all
the
right,
blue.
All, right, pretty
all
good.
The blues were always gone. All the blues.
Junior in Washington State, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Junior?
Fellas, how's it going?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, for me, growing up on the west side, Cicero, I love you. You knew summer had arrived when you're walking home and you look at the corner of your street and there's a gang of kids because somebody, some angel from God, cracked open a fire hydrant and it's go time.
I'm with you, Junior. Yes. Kids enjoying.
Nothing better.
Thank you for the call, Junior. We appreciate it, man.
Take care, guys. Love you guys.
A slip and slide. You about to ruin a lawn with a slip and slide in the summer.
Nothing was better than having the portable outdoor pool and then your dad getting mad because it's been there for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's completely trashed the grass.
And you just have a dead grass circle.
Oh, yeah. For the rest of the summer. That's summer.
Yeah. I love it. See, because now it's like everybody's been kind of cooped up, right? And now it's like, okay, the lake's back open, the path's back open, you can go to the beach, you can do all that kind of stuff. Social distancing.
Yes, right.
But like, I've been hanging out on my porch. Like, that was our investment this year. We're going to be on our patio all summer because we can't go anywhere. We're going to invest in some good patio furniture. And I've just been out there sweating all summer.
Doing what?
Just sweating.
Just having a good sweat.
Just having a sweat, like I'm Nelly in the Hot and Her video, just sweating.
We'll take your calls on this, 312-332-3776. And also, 10 teams needed a quarterback heading into this offseason. We'll grade those teams and the quarterbacks they got over the course of the offseason. Coming up next.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Cap and Company.
Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. And ESPN_Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
talking about summer things here on ESPN 1000. Jim in West Chicago, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. How's it going? It's Jim Gus Colin, Black and Abdallah. Another great show.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, I'm a little bit older than you guys, but we used to play flashlight tag in our backyard.
Yeah.
And we used to play that for hours on end.
Explain flashlight tag. I never played that.
So you'd have every kid in the neighborhood come over and meet in our backyard, and then one would have a very high-powered flashlight. You'd sit right behind the house, and we had a wooded lot, and you'd go back, you'd go hide, and then the guy with the light would have to shine it on you and say who it is.
Got it. And you'd play it all night long, right?
All night. And then if you made it back to the guy and tagged him, then you got the light without him calling you out.
Okay, that sounds fun. Thank you for the call, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, keep up the good work, guys.
You know, we would come up with all different types of games. So flashlight tag's an option. We would play Ghost in the Graveyard. I always was a fan of Kick the Can.
Kick the Can.
Or I think
capture the flag.
People also could call it touch the pole. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't have a coffee can to use.
I thought I was older.
Yeah, well, I mean, to each his own, right? The thing I liked about that game was that there was strategy outside of just hiding in it, right? Because like Kick the Can, you have to then go free the people who have been captured in jail.
Yeah.
So like you have to have someone who's sneaky enough to get to that to the can to knock it over to free everyone to keep the game going.
I have one that's a specific to a very few of us. JR will feel me on this one. It's like when you first walk into a music festival and you hear the band
off in the distance.
And you're like, oh, this is going to be a fun 3 days.
Like
I would love someone to aggressively pat me down right now just to go to a concert.
What was that?
You heard me. Like I miss concerts and festivals so much right now. Like whether there was a Two Rage Against the Machine concert this year, Pitchfork, Lollapalooza, Riot Fest, everything. It was going to be so much fun, and now, you know, we'll watch them at home. But ultimately, that, like, walking in on the Friday of a music festival, like, right when they open, but mid-afternoon, walking in, you hear a band playing, you're like, all right, I got my schedule, I snuck everything in, I needed to sneak in, we're good, I got through security.
You got your spot, you got your people,
Oh, this is going to be fun. I may see JR organically at Riot Fest and be like, what's up? It's awesome. I love it.
Zach in Highland, Indiana. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's more summer than wiffle ball? You get a bunch of your buddies, you go out in the cul-de-sac, and you just play for 7 hours. You break three of the bats because they only lasted for, 20 minutes.
I broke my arm playing wiffle ball one summer. It sucked.
Get out.
Swear to God. I was running, and it was actually the same way that Carmen's daughter broke her arm. I was running on the grass, and I slipped, and I fell, and I used my arm to brace myself, and I broke my wrist.
Yeah, you fell 3 feet and broke your wrist.
Exactly. Yeah, fell 3 feet, fractured my wrist. I had to wear a cast all summer. It was the worst summer ever.
That's another summer thing. The old summer, the summer arm cast that's just sweaty.
Yes.
I'm the kid, the sad kid that's sitting on the edge of the pool that can't get in.
Zach with a great call, 312-332-3776. Yeah, you're right. Wiffle ball, and then there's the kid that has the arm cast who has to sit on the side of the pool bag around it.
Yeah, that was
just the ump.
Yeah, just ump. Yeah, yeah. That was me between eighth grade and freshman year for all of June. I broke my wrist.
Stacy on the South Side, you're on ESPN 1000.
Okay, well, now I don't know how many. First of all, how you guys doing?
We're good, great, Stacy. What's up, man?
I don't know how many games y'all done mentioned, but we used to play 1-2-3 heel deal where you run between the sewers and the street, and if you go in the grass, that's out of bounds. Okay. So you got to grab somebody and hold them and 2-3 heel. Well, I'll get them all. It's the same thing. And the person is on your team then. So now it's two of you out there, and you got to keep going until the last man is caught.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then,
okay.
We would go to other neighborhoods and play also, but what I was going to mention at first is on the way back. Now, we would be cutting through these vacant lots, and there'd be all these weeds growing, and the little plants with the little balls with the sticky spikes all over.
Oh, they get off of your socks and your laces? Yup.
Yeah, the burrs?
Yeah. You sweaty. You know, you hot. Now you got these things all over your shoes and your legs. It's still a good day, though, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Stacey, thank you for the call. You're right. The burrs.
I got one
stuck
for you.
On your
I don't
shoes.
Think we've heard this yet. It kind of goes along with wiffle ball. When you only had, like, four people and you'd go and you play home run derby. And,
oh, home
and
run derby.
Empty
all,
ball
all day.
Field. Empty. We go to the park district baseball fields.
Yeah.
In Libertyville.
Smash some dingers.
And you only had four guys, so you had one hitter. You might not even need a pitcher. You would just fungo it if you needed to. Or you'd have someone would just soft toss. You play home run derby. You'd have two people sitting in the outfield, essentially. Home run derby. We'd do that for hours.
That was summer. Sandra tweets us, I mentioned the nachos that you get from the pool deck concession stand. That mm-hmm. reminds me of summer. Mm-hmm. Sandra tweets us, nachos that are actually getting slightly soggy at the pool because of the water dripping from your arm into the nachos.
It's a little salt.
Thus, you get a soggy nacho on the pool deck. That totally, yes, that hits. Yes.
Ooh, what about snow cones?
Snow cones were good.
Dude, I loved a good snow cone.
Really good.
That snow cone come around.
Put
all the syrups in there. What flavor? Just mix a couple of them.
All
I want to mix a couple of them.
I see on Twitter as well, squirt gun fights and the super soakers.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I had, the old school OG one where it was the green and yellow. You know, the one tank.
Yeah.
The one tank that you filled up. And then they started coming out with all the fancy options for your backpacks. You look like a Ghostbuster out there. But
too much. Water balloon fights?
Okay, but here's the problem with the water balloon fights. For the amount of fun that you had during, the amount of prep was not worth it.
You had to get one of those water balloon fillers.
Yeah, that... You and I are kids of the 90s. We didn't have that technology when we were little kids.
A little nozzle that was screw on.
No. That's new technology.
I don't think it's
new tech.
I don't think it's new tech.
That's along with Uber and Facebook. We didn't have that when we were kids.
MVD on Twitter says running bases. Would you not have a baseball?
Yeah, why not?
Cam on Twitter says the sound of the ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah. When that sound hit. But it was never when it was right in front of your house. You heard it.
Maybe other neighborhoods. Set up across the street from... When I went to middle school, it was like, oh, there's a school here. I'm going to set up here at 3 o'clock because everyone's going to come out.
Business is a booming.
And walk candy and ice cream.
John in Arlington Heights, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Hey, you mentioned the Sandlot, but you missed the best part of that, and that's s'mores.
Some more of what?
Get out of here.
No, do you want a s'more?
Some more of what?
You're killing me, Smalls. Yeah. And not only s'mores. But that smell of the bonfire that just attached itself to your clothes for the rest of the summer.
Oh, dude, you smell like fire for days.
Ruined my favorite Iowa hat that I had.
Yeah, I'm with you, John.
That'll happen.
I'm with you. S'mores at the campfire. All about it. John, good call. Joe in Addison Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
All right, so do you guys know a game called Butts Up?
Yes.
Explain it.
So... Butts Up is you can play with any number of guys, and you would throw like a tennis ball or a racquetball against the wall, and the other people have to catch the ball and throw it against the wall, and if you miss it and it touches you have to run and touch the wall before someone else throws it against the wall.
Okay, yeah.
And if you do not get to the wall in time, you got to stand against the wall, and everyone else gets to throw the ball at you and peg you in the butt.
See, for some reason, one of my memories from summer was always bruises, and I forgot why, and it's because of Butts Up.
You're getting nailed with that racquetball,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I remember that. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the phone call.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
someone threw
man.
A tennis ball at my leg.
Do you guys ever play Steal the Bacon?
No, I come from a Muslim household. We're not allowed to partake in that.
Yep, played it.
I'm sure you could play Steal the Chicken.
Steal the falafel was what we played.
Steal the falafel? Is that what...
It's in my country, steal the falafel.
Do you know what
I'm talking about? I don't know what it is, no.
I think you only played it at school because you needed a lot of kids to do this.
Okay.
You have like a bowling pin in the middle of the gym. Okay? The bowling pin's there.
Okay.
Half of the kids are on one side of the basketball court, lined up on the baseline. The other half are on the other side.
Okay.
Facing each other. And everyone's numbered off.
Okay.
And the gym teacher or whoever would be controlling the game would say a number, mm-hmm. like number three. And the number three person from each side has to run and take the bacon back to their side, the pin being the bacon.
Okay.
That was a great game for kids who were fast like me. I loved it.
Okay, all right. Look, he's got to
throw in there that he was fast. He's got to go in there and say that he was fast.
But if you get tagged with the bacon,
he's got to say that he was fast.
So like you have to have strategy. You can't just run up and grab it because I could just tag you when you go to grab it.
I find it interesting that baseball non-traditional guy keeps bringing up strategy.
I love strategy. I love strategy. Strategy's all summer. Strategy, yeah.
But you know what's the least strategic thing? Having the worst hitter on your team hit. That's the least strategic thing ever. Let's give up an out. Strategy.
This is a whole other show.
Strategy. Let's give up an out.
Some of the answers. Chris tweets us playing 21 on someone's basketball hoop that's only 8 feet tall.
Oh, dunk!
Those are the days getting some dunks.
Guys,
off.
Guess what we're doing today? Someone get me a broom. We're getting dunks off. Is it to lower the hoop?
Edgar tweets us running around shooting Roman candles, fireworks at each other. No, just me. Okay,
we could find fireworks, but you know.
There are so many good options here. Okay, we'll continue taking your calls and reading your tweets at Chris Black and at Adam A. Abdallah. But also, we're going to talk some football coming up next.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Stream ESPN 1000 easily on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Chris Black, Adam Abdallah, in for David Kaplan today. Wade and Piatone, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Wade?
What's going on, boys? Satisfied customer over here.
Hold on, Wade. Let me give you there. There you go.
All right. Back when I was in junior high, we played this. I went to a small school, so our gym was like the size of like most auxiliary gyms, you know. And we'd play this game, bottle ball, where everyone had a bottle, empty 2 liter bottle, and you had to guard it. And it was pretty much dodgeball, but you're instead of hitting the person, you would hit their bottle. Oh. And like, there's so many strategies where, like, you know, like all the girls would put like all their bottles and like line up in a circle so no one can hit them. And it ended up just being kids getting like just blasted by dodgeballs all over the place. But it was just fun. It was the best game. And I've never heard of anyone else playing it. So
that's awesome. Thank you, Wade. Thank you for the phone call. Satisfied customer. We appreciate it. I mean, yesterday felt like summer. It was so hot, sticky. Some of the options on Twitter, Abdallah. Ken tweets us going to the theater to watch the yearly summer blockbuster.
How about just going to see every movie?
Oh, in the summer?
I've seen so many bad movies. Not just going for the blockbuster, but like Jeepers Creepers 2.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 3.
But here's why it's summer and it hits. Because it's hot as hell outside.
Yeah.
You walk into the theater and it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So then you also have to play this game. What do I wear to go see a movie? Because you're on your way to the movie.
No,
you stop and you get some food. You hang out with your friends. You're on your way to the movie. You're in shorts, tank top, hanging out. Mm-hmm. It's summer, right?
Summertime.
You walk in and you're freezing. You're freezing the entire time you're in the theater.
You're just cold, man.
And you're a young person, so you don't bring a sweater with you. You don't do that when you're like 15 going to movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's summer. How about this one? 500. Do you remember playing 500?
I love 500.
Throw the football up. 500!
Not necessarily any ball. You throw up any ball. Anything. Throw anything into the air. 500.
And then you grapple for it?
Yeah.
That was great.
That's before you see El Kobe. 500. Just at anything.
500! Woody in Orland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Woody?
How you doing, guys? We used to play muddy running bases. We'd flood someone's backyard with a garden hose and then play running bases and then get in trouble afterwards for tearing up the yard.
How mad would the dad be?
Very mad, but it was awful fun.
Steaming. Thank you, Woody. We appreciate the phone call.
Summertime. You kids, what are you doing?
Yeah, ruining it. Just ruining the yard.
Like, that legit sounds like it would kill the grass for like a month.
Yeah, because you would try to mow it like a few days later, and just be mud patches. You'd be mowing over mud.
All right, so we'll get back to some of these in a little bit. Bleck and Abdallah in for David Kaplan here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Back in January, I looked at the NFL, and I thought that there were 10 teams that could absolutely get upgrades at quarterback in this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Those 10 teams, the Panthers, the Buccaneers, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Colts, Patriots, the Redskins, the Bears, the Dolphins, and the Bengals. Those were the teams. You look around the NFL, those teams did not have a veteran quarterback under contract for the future. They were teams that did not draft a quarterback in the last 2 years, right? Like, because you could pick a team and say, well, they haven't had good quarterback play, and then the response would be is, well, they just drafted someone. Of those 10 teams, there's only one team in my list that actually drafted a quarterback last season, and it seems like over the course of this offseason, they've gone all in on that quarterback. That's Drew Lock and the Denver Broncos. So of the 10 teams, if we go through the list, Denver, I would say, they think their quarterback position is upgraded because they are fully invested in Drew Lock. I don't know if he's necessarily going to be an upgraded player from what we saw. Only 5 games at the end of last season.
Yeah.
But if you read all the stories, Vic Fangio and what they're doing with the Denver Broncos, it seems as if they think he's going to be a young quarterback to take the next step. The other teams, if we go through the list, Carolina, they go out and sign Teddy Bridgewater. Last year, Cam Newton was injured. The Carolina Panthers, I think, absolutely upgraded their quarterback position.
Okay. Yes. I say that they did as well, yeah.
So I would say the Carolina Panthers, they upgraded it.
Yeah.
Last year, 5-11.
Yeah.
New head coach. Mm-hmm. They get the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They had a high draft pick, 7th pick in the draft. Didn't use it on the quarterback. Instead, they go out and sign Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. They used all their picks on defense. They needed to shore up that defense. They're going to have a young but talented defense this year.
I think it's smart.
Mm-hmm.
We then go to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Buccaneers had Jameis Winston last year. They go 7-9. They had the 14th pick in the draft. They don't take a quarterback, but they get the highest profile quarterback on the market, Tom Brady, to sign there. Now, I think we all assume much better than Jameis Winston, right? Because a part of Tom Terrific's style is he doesn't turn the ball over, and that's exactly what Winston does.
Yeah.
So the Buccaneers, over the course of the offseason, have upgraded the quarterback position.
But they also look at, you know, with Tom Brady, too, and his age and everything like that. Like, it's going to be an instant upgrade for them. Getting rid of Jameis Winston, like you said, with all the turnovers. But Jameis Winston going to the Saints for a year, right? Now, if anything happens to Drew Brees, he's also getting up there in age. We never know when these guys are just gonna, or when the arm's just going to fall off a cliff, right? We never know when age is going to catch up to these guys. Jameis Winston is still a very good, viable backup option. Yeah, he had a lot of turnovers. But ultimately, he's still a decent enough quarterback to be one of the best backups in the league. And if anything does happen to Drew Brees, can step right in and compete.
Panthers upgrade, Buccaneers upgrade.
Yep.
Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, 6th pick in the draft. They had Phillip Rivers. Tyrod Taylor's there. They draft Justin Herbert from Oregon. I don't think anyone's going to make the argument that Tyrod Taylor is an upgrade from Phillip Rivers, but I think it's close. Like, could Tyrod Taylor be a successful quarterback this upcoming season? I could believe that.
Well, he's a bridge.
How long is he going to be the starter?
Yeah.
Debatable.
He's a bridge.
Will Justin Herbert immediately take over the offense? I'm not sold on that.
I don't think that he's going to start day one. I think that they're going to try to sit him as long as possible so he can learn and not kind of throw him to the wolves out there. But I think that Justin Herbert, you and I watched a lot of Justin Herbert in college, and he didn't get any better. He was consistent. He's very consistent. But you see, you know, the way that their offense came in, and they tailored that offense to be a run first, ball control, he's only going to make plays when we need him to style offense. And ultimately, if you have a quarterback that's talented and can light it up, why aren't you using him that way? Is it because they didn't trust Justin Herbert? Is it because they didn't think he could do that? Why did they switch the way that they were going to do their offense and kind of handcuff Justin Herbert while he was there for a few years? Is he going to be able to make that transition to an NFL quarterback? He might be the most NFL ready besides 45-year-old Joe Burrow, but ultimately, I think that he is going to need some time to get acclimated.
Are the Chargers upgraded? I'm going to say no.
I would, yeah, to answer your question,
right
probably
now, no.
Not. No, not yet. Now, Justin Herbert may sit for a year and come in and may be a great franchise quarterback. I don't know. But it's if he has to go in there and start right away, I don't think they're in a position for them to win right away with him starting.
The Denver Broncos, with Drew Lock, 7-9, he started 5 games at the end of last season. They're speaking very high of Drew Lock. Mm-hmm. Have they upgraded the position this offseason by just putting more resources into the young quarterback they drafted? I would say it's just like the same, right? Same player, same offensive system, which theoretically over time does improve your quarterback situation, right?
Yeah.
Theoretically, young quarterback being tutored in this situation should be beneficial.
It should be. I don't know if Drew Lock's going to be that guy. They hope he's that guy. I just don't. As long as he's the game manager, I think they'll be successful. They've got a good defense. Vic Fangio's there. I think they'll be successful, but I don't know if they'll be successful because of him.
The Colts, the Patriots, and the Bears. Upgrades at quarterback? We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Cap, cap, cap. This is Cap and Company on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at the Capman on Twitter.
This hour of Cap and Company is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs and for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The cards you can count on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Bleck and Abdallah in for David Kaplan today here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can also watch the show on Twitch. Search for the channel ESPN 1000 Chicago. We're talking about the 10 teams we thought heading into the offseason in the National Football League that needed a quarterback upgrade. And some of these teams, we knew the upgrade was going to take place because a quarterback of the past was going to leave, like the Chargers. We figured that Phillip Rivers was going to leave the Los Angeles Chargers at some point, probably in this offseason, whether to go to a different team or to retire. Same goes for the New England Patriots. We knew that Tom Brady's contract was up. We knew he wanted to test the free agent market, so we knew something would take place there. We'll get to the Patriots in just a second. The Colts, they were a team that needed a quarterback upgrade heading into this offseason. Jacoby Brissett, decent backup, but probably not a top-line starter, right?
Mm-mm.
The Colts last year go 7-9. They didn't pick a quarterback in the first round of the draft, so then they're out on the free agent market, and that's where they select Phillip Rivers. The Colts, have they upgraded their quarterback position heading into this season?
Heading into this season, I don't know. But heading into the future, I think they did because I think they really believe in Jacoby Brissett, but they don't know if he's ready just yet to be their full-time starter. He was learning under Andrew Luck, and then Andrew Luck was like, you know what? I'm done. And
is that what he sounded
like? You
know
what? I'm done. Guys, I'm done.
You have to be more throaty.
Guys, I'm done.
Give it a little more.
Guys, I'm done.
Go deeper.
Guys, I'm done.
That's pretty good.
I'm done with football.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
So he decided that he was done, you know, doesn't want to play anymore. And they're like, hey, guess what, Jacoby? You're our guy. And he's like, oh, crap. Okay. So Phillip Rivers comes in. Now, Phillip Rivers is not Phillip Rivers like he used to be, you know, by all means. He might be on his last contract. Who knows? But ultimately, he's going to be a good mind for Jacoby Brissett to watch, a good mind for him to pick during meetings, all that kind of stuff. It's setting himself up. I think that they like Jacoby Brissett. They're invested in Jacoby Brissett, and he's going to be their starter after next year. But you've got Phillip Rivers. He's a nice bridge. He's an older quarterback. He comes in. You still have a chance to win. You're still a very good team, good defense, great weapons. You've got a chance to do something in that division, to win that division, and I think that they can. And they can also mentor Jacoby Brissett at the same time. And he can be there. So, yeah, are they set for next year? Yeah, they improved. But are they? I think they're better set for the future because of Phillip Rivers coming in as a starting quarterback and as a mentor to Brissett.
I like Chris Ballard, the GM there.
Mm-hmm.
They were a roster and a team that coming into the year before, what, a week and a half before the season started, when Andrew Luck retired, they were a team that I was expecting to be at least getting to the AFC Championship game. I thought that that team had all the makings last offseason as a team that can make a run. So I think they upgraded the quarterback position with Phillip Rivers, and I think long-term they're set up well for success. The New England Patriots, we knew that Tom Brady was going to test free agent waters. He leaves, goes to the Buccaneers, and the Patriots this weekend sign Cam Newton. And it's a conversation that I think is pretty fascinating, because if you look at what Cam Newton can do healthy and you compare it to what we've seen, the slippage in play from Tom Brady over the course of the last couple seasons, did the Patriots upgrade their quarterback position? Even though the idea here wasn't like, well, we hate Brady, so we got to get out on him. We need someone else. Basically, Brady wanted to leave, and with the deck that they were handed, they kind of made something out of it, and they may have upgraded their quarterback position for the future. Am I crazy to look at it this way? Because what's the answer going to be? Hey, you're an idiot. Cam Newton's injury prone. Okay, Brady's what, 41, 42? You're telling me he's just going to go unscathed for the rest of time? Like a Highlander there? Is that the movie?
Highland? Yeah, well, you have to cut off his head.
Okay, wait. So Brady's just going to be quarterback forever and never get hurt? I would prefer to have someone like Cam Newton, who's in his early 30s, than someone who's in their early 40s. You're telling me that this Patriots offense can't be better?
I think they can be better, but I think in the year of 2020, we live in the year of asterisks. And I think the answer is, did they upgrade to their quarterback position? Yes, asterisks. And
if
Cam's healthy.
Okay, say he's healthy.
Yes.
I mean, so once again, Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Oh, they played this perfectly. They slow played it.
They played it perfectly. They played the rest of the league. Think about it. The money that Tampa Bay spent on Brady and his little buddy Gronk to take Gronk along with him too.
Yeah. Package deal.
And certainly you may see the Bucs be a very good football team because their defense in yards per play at the end of last season, very good. Their offense put up yardage as well with Jameis Winston. So you get a new quarterback who takes care of the ball. They should be really good. But I could see the Patriots being an upgrade. Let's get to the Chicago Bears. No first-round draft pick. Mitchell Trubisky is still here. They go 8-8 last season. They go on and trade for Nick Foles. Did the Bears, we have the list of 10 teams that needed a quarterback going into the offseason, and the teams that have made their moves, did the Bears upgrade the quarterback position? I think it's easy. I think they did.
I'll answer your question with a question. Is Nick Foles better than Mitchell Trubisky?
I think he is.
Is Nick Foles better than Mitchell Trubisky?
I think the true question is, by how much?
Well, is he better? Yes or no?
I think he is.
Yes or no?
I think he's better.
So yes.
But how much better, though?
Doesn't matter.
It kind of does matter.
Is Nick Foles better than Mitchell Trubisky? Yes or no?
I think he is. You know why?
Just say yes or no. Why? Well, I think he is. I don't think he is. Yes or no? It's a yes or no question.
His stats show us that he takes care of the ball better than Trubisky.
Is he a better quarterback? Does he have the instincts that are better? Is he going to back up in the pocket, be pushed out to the right a little bit, and he's 3 yards behind the scrimmage, and instead of throwing the ball away, he steps out of bounds? Is he going to do that?
Let me give you the stats.
Is he going to do that?
Me.
Yes or no?
Let me
going to do that? Probably not, right?
In Matt Nagy's system, Nick Foles, over the course of 15 games with the Chiefs and the Eagles.
I see what's going on here.
15 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 18 sacks, 5 fumbles. He led those teams on 4 game-winning drives. As a starter, Nick Foles, 7-2.
I see what's going
on here. In the last 15 games played, 17 touchdowns. Listen to the numbers. 17 touchdowns, Mitch with more. 10 interceptions, Mitch with more. 38 sacks, Mitch with more. 5 fumbles, tie. Game-winning drives, Trubisky with 3.
You see what's going on? I know what's going on here.
The Bears went 8-8 last season.
Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Those of us listening on the ESPN Chicago app.
So is
we
he
all
an
know
upgrade?
What's going on here.
Is
no,
he
no,
an
no.
upgrade?
We all know what's going on here. I see what's going on here. I know where I am. I know where I'm sitting. I know what time it is. We're in a Trubisky safe zone here.
What do you mean?
A Trubisky safe zone. There is to be no slander.
Mean?
There is to be no ill will. There is to be no realization that in a real world, in this world, in a real football scenario, playing football, Nick Foles is better than Trubisky. One of them has a Super Bowl MVP. One of them played in the Super Bowl. Played in the Super Bowl.
Nice game. Hot run.
Hot run? Hot run? Nick Foles is better than Trubisky. The chair might be telling you different.
The chair feels fine today, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
There's no...
The moment I sat down today, this happened. I sat down, and I heard the cue of the Trubisky truthers.
There's a Trubisky sunk in place, and my friend, you are in it.
I'm just falling.
You're falling in. You're seeing the...
Falling back.
You're seeing the Cowboys game.
Back.
You're seeing the Redskins game.
Six touchdowns against the Bucks.
You're seeing that game. That's all you're seeing is you're falling into this Trubisky...
hellscape?
Yeah. That's... Congratulations.
Okay, we'll talk about this with you at 312-332-3776. Did the Bears actually upgrade the position at quarterback? More in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.